This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves, as always. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the show are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. So, sex, television. According to ABC News, it's on in the Christian Science Monitor, it's on the increase again.
And sex on television?
Yes.
Okay.
Say TV shows have never shied away from trading on the sex appeal of their stars, but a quick look at the new fall season reveals the overall TV landscape is going to get a whole lot sexier and more explicit. From the graphic grappling in HBO's new relationship drama to the partner swapping in CBS's Swingtown and the teen sex, including rape, of CW's Gossip Girl, the sex is getting rawer and the camera ever closer. This escalating emphasis on explicit scenes as well as themes is the result of seismic changes already rocking Hollywood and the larger society, say culture watchers. The competition for market share in a spiraling world of entertainment choices, the mainstreaming of pornography, and the explosive growth of an unregulated internet. So, Kevin Scott, co-author of the upcoming book, The Porning of America, Choosing Our Sexual Future, says sexual mores are a good measure of culture of social change. The combination of adult erotica moving onto Main Street America by the mid-1990s, along with the... Have you seen adult erotica on the main streets of America?
I guess I've seen adult bookstores, but I haven't seen any erotica in the windows of those adult bookstores.
Along with the emergence of the internet as a massive distribution network has created what Scott calls a perfect storm of change, cultural change. He says our general view of sexuality today is so much broader than what it was just 15 years ago. And
this sounds like the whole article sounds like it might be just some kind of scare tactic to some extent. The internet is bringing porn to your kids, kind of. I mean, it seems to have that attitude. I'm using the internet right now. Currently, I'm looking at ratemypuppy.com. I'm looking at pictures of people's dogs. I mean, you know, the internet is not all porn. It's not rotting your brain.
At the same time, the nation has grown more prurient, says trend tracker Michael Tushong, founder of ubercool.com. We're becoming obsessive peepers, enamored with other people's privacy. Reality shows on television, as well as the online social networking sites, encouraged increased engagement in the most intimate parts of other people's lives, many of them near strangers. In fact, there was a story, I guess, that broke this week about a young TV star, Vanessa Hudgens, who apparently has been in some Disney movies, High School Musical, I guess, fairly popular
show.
I hear
that's a big thing, and I intend to see it.
Well, now she has been found that apparently she took some racy photos with her boyfriend.
So?
And one of them happened to be a full frontal nude photo.
Okay.
So this is a 18-year-old starlet who is making a name for herself in the world of Disney, and this has created all sorts of hubbub on the internet, and people, of course, calling for her to be fired.
What is the problem here? I mean, do we think that she doesn't have breasts? Is that what we think? Because she does. Mm. Do we think that as an 18-year-old girl that she doesn't have a boyfriend, and that maybe they don't do some petting? Now, I don't know what they're doing. I don't propose to know what they're doing. But it seems to me that that's not unlike any 18-year-old in, a person in their age bracket. The fact that there's a photograph of it is really the issue. And why is that a problem?
U.S. actress Vanessa Hudgens has apparently apologized to her fans. In a statement this week, the 18-year-old actress says she was very embarrassed by the publicly released photograph.
I'm sure.
And apologized to her fans for the situation, saying, I want to apologize to my fans whose support and trust means the world to me. I'm thankful for the support of my family and friends. Now, I'm with you on this one, Mark. What exactly is the problem here? Why is it that this really just goes back to the sort of puritanical attitude that so many people in this country have? The fact is, people have sex. Okay? It's just as natural as eating and sleeping and going to the bathroom.
Right.
That's what people do. But for some reason, there's something awful. There's something wrong about sex, or in this case, just simple nudity. There was no sex going on in these photos. Many people actually equate sex with nudity, which is very strange to me, because they seem to be, well, yes, you do have to generally be nude to have sex. They aren't necessarily one and the same. Being nude doesn't necessarily translate to sexy.
They were sort of sexy photos, though.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've seen them, as a matter of fact, so I would say that that's the case.
Okay.
But
I haven't.
But, again, I just wish that we weren't so... I wish that this girl didn't feel like she had to come out and apologize for it.
Right. It's not like she was in the room with, you know, five naked guys doing some kind of weird, you know, gangbang thing. That would really be the problem. I mean, I understand modesty. People want modesty, and that's good. But how do we know how this this picture leaked? Like, it doesn't sound like she wanted it to leak.
No.
So if, you know, they
probably her boyfriend showing it to some friends, and then somebody took it online.
I mean, what's the difference between having a sexy good time with your significant other by dressing up in lingerie, or you know, he gets dressed up in a big Viking suit, or whatever it is that people do in order to get themselves turned on, and using a camera? Now, the fact is, it sounds like that photo fell into the wrong hands, mm-hmm. whether it was a breakup or whatever the reason is, I don't know. But to you know, go after her career? No.
I don't know. Maybe she's just apologizing because she works for Disney and she feels like she needs to in order to keep her job or something
like that. I understand that.
But I also feel like she's apologizing because she feels like that's what the marketplace wants. But I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think there's a very vocal... segment of the marketplace that wants everyone to believe that nudity is wrong and sex is bad as long as you aren't. If you're not married, then sex is bad and it's wrong and feeling good is wrong and, you know, all these sort of puritanical ideas. But I don't know if they are the majority. I don't know if that's the case.
I imagine most of these people got upset about Pamela Anderson's release of her video, and she was married to Tommy Lee at the time.
Maybe, but then again, Pamela Anderson wasn't 18 and starring in Disney films at the time either. So that may be why she's getting a little bit more attention, maybe why everybody's sort of looking down on her for this. Look, she made a mistake, okay? I mean, if indeed it was a mistake, she was fun with her
boyfriend.
The
only people that can get upset about this are people that did not, you know, willingly take off their shirt in front of a boy when they were 18. The only women who didn't take shirts off in front of boys when they were 18 years old, or mm-hmm. boys... who didn't, you know, try to get a woman to take her shirt off when they were 18 years old
right.
or younger. Those are the only people that have any standing.
It doesn't mean, you know, the fact that this girl took her shirt off or took her clothes off and was photographed doesn't say anything about her as a person. It doesn't say she's a bad person. It doesn't say she's a good person.
It says
she's
she has
just
breasts.
A young lady who was engaged in some activity with her boyfriend. And why it is she's being held up as somebody who should be punished or somebody who's done something wrong is very confusing to me.
Right, because she's a Disney actor, she doesn't have sex? Come on.
Right. I would like to know...
Dick Van Dyke never had sex?
Well, let's also point out that Disney has several different divisions. They have adult movie divisions, not porn, but R-rated movie divisions where there's sex and drugs and all violence and cursing and
right.
all kinds of things.
So it's just the division of Disney that she works for.
I guess. It's just very
crazy.
Confusing to me. And what I'd like to know from somebody out there... Somebody who thinks that what this girl did was wrong, somebody who thinks that she should lose her job, somebody who is very vehemently against any sort of nudity or a promotion of the idea that sex could be fun or actually a good thing for your life or relationship. Those types of people, I would like for you to call in and maybe make an argument for this girl to be fired or just make your points about why it is that sex is bad and nudity is wrong. 1-800-259-9231. You can indeed take control of the airwaves. And let's go, in the meantime, to Bob in West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Hello, Bob.
Well, hello.
Hey, what's
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, sir.
First, I'd like to say I do not believe that there is a dedicated program within our government to take our guns away. However, there are individuals who are involved in our government who want to do that.
Yeah.
We all know that there are several individual groups that want to influence the government to take our guns away.
Yes. I agree with you. There may not be a specific program per se, but after Hurricane Katrina a couple of years ago, somebody gave an order to the police, and the police went around and started confiscating weapons.
And if you have a certain type of gun, there certainly is a program in the government to take your guns away.
Bob,
if you have certain types of automatic rifles.
Hang on, Bob.
Yes.
We'll bring you back, okay? 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about guns or sex, or whatever you want, it goes. If you make the call, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Dwayne Reed, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for pure conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. It's the live Saturday addition, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff. Get interactive with us and a bunch of our listeners. In fact, over 1,600 of our listeners are interacting there, and it's all totally free. BBS.FreeTalkLive.com. Get you to it. That's BBS.FreeTalkLive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. These chemicals wafting up into your face, into your nose at night. Scary, scary stuff. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Back to the phones, and back to Bob in West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Now, Bob, I'm sure you had a few more thoughts about the whole gun banning thing, so go to it.
Well, thank you, sir. The average response time to a 911 call in my community is 7 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yes, it is. But then once they arrive, there's still a 3 to 5 minute time while they have to assess the situation and take care of, you know, what they need to do.
Sure, they have to survive the experience, so they're going to kind of look around. They're not just going to rush in with their gun out.
Yes. The average response time to the gun that I keep at my bedside is less than 7 seconds.
Yeah.
So I feel much more secure being an armed citizen.
Absolutely.
You know, and about guns being next to beds, I, you know, they always tell horror stories about children who've gotten a hold of the guns while the parents are out or not in the room and shoot their little brother or themselves or whatever. And to me, that seems like a kid that wasn't taught about guns. My whole life, my dad had guns in the house when I was, I think, 10, maybe 8, I don't know, somewhere in there. He took me out and started shooting with me, showed me how. Then by the time I was 12, I got my own BB gun or something like that. You know, there was a progression. And I never, ever, ever touched that gun when he wasn't in the house. And I could have. It was just sitting right there by the door.
Well, my children are grown, so that's not a problem.
Thank
However,
goodness.
When they were young, I did take them out and taught them to respect the weapon. I made examples of what the weapon is capable of doing. They understood that, and we've never had a problem with them touching one of mine.
Yeah.
Both of my older sons own weapons themselves now. They're adults. And frankly, I don't understand why anyone would want to take away a gun, which is legally owned. And by the way, I know you mentioned there are guns that it's against the law to have. I don't own any of those guns. All of my guns were purchased legally. They are all covered by law. And I feel I have every right to exercise my Second Amendment rights to protect myself,
Indeed.
My property, and my family.
I would agree. But, you know, as far as those laws go, I'm not even a fan of those laws. Look, I think you should be able to, if you want a fully automatic AK-47 at your house, if that's what's going to make you feel comfortable, fine and dandy. You use that AK-47 in the commission of a felony, and I hope you go away forever and ever.
I agree with you completely. I would prefer to have something a little more powerful than what I'm allowed to own. However, I'm an honest citizen, and I won't break the law and own an illegal weapon.
Now, hold on a second. Now, wait a minute. Now, what if, I'm going to call you on that claim, Bob.
Okay.
What if they make a new law that says that you can't own those weapons anymore? In fact, that since you did buy them legally, we know that you own them. We've got you on records here. And if you don't turn them in, we're going to come around and confiscate them from you. What do you do what do you do then?
They're going to turn me into a criminal, and I'm going to defend myself and my Second Amendment rights.
So then in that case, you will not obey that law, and then you will not be a good little citizen anymore, will you?
That's correct.
Yeah, well, you see, that's how it's done by drips, though. They take away, you know, a little right here and a little right there. First it's fully automatic weapons, then it's certain types of semi-automatic rifles, and then it's the ones that are painted black, which in a lot of cases, it really is just simple modifications to rifles that are out there. You can have one type, but you can't have another, and the difference is a folding stock or the color of it.
I do own something that's classified as an assault rifle. It is semi-automatic, and should I choose to, I could convert it quite easily to full auto.
Sure could.
But I won't do that unless
they
force me to.
Thank you, sir, and continue standing up for gun rights and gun freedom. We need more people like you. Thanks for the call.
Well, and I'd like to thank you for allowing me to express my opinion, and
thank
I'd like
you.
To say, Please keep doing what you're doing. America needs you.
That's what we're here for. Thanks, Bob.
Well, America, America's kept free by people like Bob.
Absolutely.
Totally reasonable people, you know, men that own guns. I know that women own guns, too, but it seems to be more of a man-type sport. It's just such a generalization. And it's guys like Bob that are, in fact, keeping us free. The fact that every other household, or is every third household in the United States, has a gun in it, that's what keeps us free. You can't fight a land war in the United States of America because of people like Bob.
I think I saw a statistic recently that said apparently for every 100 people in America, there are 90 guns. Now, that doesn't mean that 90 people out of 100 own guns. But
I believe it's one every third household has a gun.
That means that there are a lot of guns out there.
But that third household likely has a bunch of guns in it.
Really, the gun banners are just sort of utopian, aren't they? I mean, they think in this sort of utopian manner that if they just pass a law, that people are going to turn in their weapons and then everything's going to be solved.
It's not even utopian, because maybe we could at some point or another progress to something called utopia. This is just silly and stupid to think that you're going to get the guns out of the hands of the criminals.
It's absurd.
You're going to prevent people criminals. From being, you know, bad people.
I'm not turning my guns in.
No. No.
Let's
it's already illegal for me to own them. So.
Continue with the calls and talk to Robert in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes, somebody asked a question about if there's a government program to confiscate weapons, and I believe there is. Isn't that called for in the treaty that JFK signed with the United Nations for the complete disarmament?
No idea.
I'm not familiar with that.
It sounds like they haven't done very well to get rid of them then, at this point.
Well, they're definitely doing everything they can. And for example, here in California, I remember several years back you used to be able to buy a 50 caliber weapons, and now you can't.
Is California still part of America?
Well, it's the biggest state, so that's why we got a Nazi Arnold Schwarzenegger in office. So
is Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's a Republican. Is he not pro-gun in any way, shape, or form?
Well, that's just the name game, you know, Republican, neocon, these guys are just into big government, and if you want to just stretch your mind, it's world government, you know?
Yep. Yeah, that label doesn't mean anything anymore, Mark. Republican, Democrat,
it could mean
plenty of gun banners on both sides of the aisle. And if they're not gun banners, if they're not out-and-out gun banners, they're gun controllers. They support the existing laws. In fact, even the NRA itself supports the existing federal government's 20,000-plus gun laws.
Right. If you're a member of the NRA, think about for a second it's the Americans for Gun Ownership. Check out Americans for Gun Ownership because...
No, that's not what it is.
It's not the organization?
Gun Owners of America.
Gun Owners of America, excuse me. Gun Owners of America, that's an organization that supports your right to own a weapon, and it doesn't support the 20,000 gun laws that are out there.
Right, and if you take the Constitution as it's supposed to be taken, and that's pretty literally, then, you know, a well-regulated militia, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That, to me, says there should be zero federal gun regulations and zero state gun regulations, but apparently the government just doesn't care very much about the Constitution. Thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's easy preaching to the choir and taking calls from people that agree with us,
yep.
But, I mean, we're on 27 stations. Certainly there's 28. Someone out there who wants to ban guns. Would love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It is a live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online where we've got live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Since we're talking about guns, I think it's important to point out that New Hampshire is one of the few states with some semblance of gun freedom remaining.
Yeah.
It's one of the more gun-free, that's not the correct term, more liberty-oriented states as far as guns are concerned, just liberty-oriented in general. But if you're a gun owner and you're feeling particularly oppressed in your current state, maybe California, as soon as you cross the border into New Hampshire, you instantly have more gun freedom. You can take your .45 and strap it to your hip if you want to.
It's true.
Right out in the open.
Don't cross that border to Massachusetts, though.
Here in New Hampshire. So that's one reason to consider the Free State Project. But really, don't just move for guns. Move for liberty. And, you know, we hope that you love liberty as much as we do and that you'll come here and join the Free State Project and be an activist for liberty. But if you just want to move and enjoy a little bit extra freedom, that's cool, too. All right. 800-259-9231 to John, calling from the Free Talk Live forums. Hello, John. John Shaw on Free Talk Live. Hello. He's gone. All right. Okay, so 1-800-259-9231. In other news, jumping back to the story about Vanessa Hudgens, one of the stars of Disney's High School Musical, she has been caught with her pants down, so to speak. In fact, fully frontally nude in a photograph that has surfaced on the internet. And we touched on this a little bit earlier. And the question I had, of course, was for those moral crusaders who might be listening to the show right now. What exactly is immoral about being naked? That's a question I really would like to have answered tonight.
It's almost a requirement for getting clean.
Well, now, okay, I guess it's more immoral to be photographed while naked. What exactly is wrong with what this girl did? She got naked with her boyfriend, a photo was taken, somebody leaked it to the internet.
I think it lacks a little propriety, and that's really about it.
It may not help her get another job. It might be wrong. I mean, the marketplace may decide that it was a bad move. But is there something morally wrong about it?
It's a lack of in judgment of allowing your significant other to take a photo of you simply because it could go all kinds of places. There's just no way to control it in this digital age. But as far as whether it's right or wrong, no, there's none of that involved.
I'm sure there are somebody out there that thinks that that it is wrong, and that's the person I would like to hear from at 800-259-9231. I was looking through some of the comments on one of the pages that showed her nude picture on the internet, and this one I found kind of interesting. One of the commenters says, when did she turn 18? Because she's 18 right now. He says, these look like they could have been taken before then. If so, it's somewhat disturbing that we're viewing these. No? You know what? That's such a strange attitude, isn't it? That it's okay if she's 18 and
naked?
The day
before her 18th birthday, it's child porn.
Right.
But the day after, it's just a little disturbing.
Right. He says later on that he's feeling a little creepy looking at the pictures. Well, okay, so it's somehow wrong. Okay, wait. So it's okay for her to be 18 and naked in the picture, but for her to be 17 364 days old, then that's somehow wrong and creepy all of a sudden? That's confusing to me as well. Can you help clear that up? Also, he labels it kiddie porn later on, and there's nothing sexual going on here. She's not playing with herself. There's no penetration. There's no sex happening in these pictures. And in addition, she's not a child. She's a teenager, very clearly a teenager in this particular photo. And so how anyone could confuse this with kiddie porn is very confusing to me.
Mm.
Now, kiddie porn, that's some sick stuff. I mean, kids involved in pornography, that's pretty sick and wrong. That's my opinion, of course. But somebody must think that it's wrong to have a naked picture of your 17-year-old girlfriend, which may be what these are. This may turn out to be her at age 16. That's what some people are alleging here, that this might have been a former boyfriend of hers.
It doesn't sound unlikely.
Before she got famous. In which case, how many people do you think have seen these pictures? I mean, this High School Musical video is apparently pretty popular. It apparently was the most viewed cable television event. The sequel, I think it came out this summer, was Disney's, like, the biggest thing they've ever put on their channel.
Mm.
I mean, this show has a tremendous following. And therefore, I mean, it's the internet. As soon as a nude picture of a young star hits the internet, it gets distributed far and wide. So there could theoretically be millions of American men, and probably some ladies too, that have seen this picture. Does that make them purveyors of child pornography? Are they guilty? Because I read an article earlier that said that if you don't have a law enforcement badge, you can't look at child porn. So therefore, should we put all of America, you know, all of the, you know, million fans that might have seen this photo, perhaps far more than that, should they all go to jail because they looked at a picture of a girl that was taken maybe when she was 16 in her bedroom? Can somebody make that argument? 1-800-259-9231. My argument is this is not child porn. This is a teenage girl naked in her bedroom. She might have, you know, had a lapse of judgment, as many teenagers do. Teenagers do stupid things, don't they? Didn't you do something stupid when you were a teenager? Just think back. Yeah, I bet you did. I bet pretty much everybody listening to my voice did something they regret. Something they look back on and say, you know, I wish I'd chosen differently. But, hey, I'm still here today, 20 or 30 or 40 or 10 years later. I'm still here. My life isn't any worse off because I made that mistake when I was 16 years old. 1-800-259-9231.
To some extent, to wish away your mistakes is suicidal. You are the person you are today. to some extent by the a compilation of all the things that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly you can get beyond them and you can put them in your past and all that other stuff, but you are who you are by the things that have occurred to you. So to want to get rid of some of those bad things that you've done in your life is killing off the person that you are today in hopes of this better thing that you think is this greener grass on the other side of the fence. So it may not be true.
Is there something inherently immoral or wrong with what this girl did? Or did she just blow it? Did she just make a mistake? 800-259-9231. Let's go unscreen to the amplifier line. Who is this? You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, this is Bill from Oklahoma.
Bill, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I kind of want to share a story about how important it is for us Americans to be able to protect ourselves and not depend on the police department.
Okay.
Here in Oklahoma, we had a story about a 16-year-old girl who was recently stabbed to death by her 32-year-old ex-boyfriend.
That's a little bizarre. Okay.
What happened was this guy had been stalking this girl for quite some time, broke into her apartment, and took her hostage.
Oh, boy. She
happened to call 911, did manage to get a 911 distress call out, but by the time anybody responded, this gentleman, and I use that term very loosely, had already held her against her will, threw her in the car, and took off running.
Mm.
This is how effective our police department is. When they finally caught up to this gentleman and they ran his vehicle off the road, he already was in the process of stabbing her right in front of the cops.
Oh, jeez.
Just in plain sight. Of course, they unloaded their weapons. They did manage to kill the assailant. But instead of being able to save at least one body, we had two dead bodies as a result of the inefficiency of the 911 system and the inefficient laws that we have here, especially in the state of Oklahoma, not allowing anybody to carry a weapon open, just like you guys can in New Hampshire. And I think this was a really disgusting outcome to something that could have been prevented.
Yep. What a tragic story. Just another life lost because we aren't as free as we could be in this country. Bill, thanks for the call and thank you for the story. 800-259-9231. But someone out there saying kids shouldn't be able to own firearms. Well, if she'd had something, if she'd had something, she would have had a much better chance of surviving that encounter. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us. Go buy some Free Talk Live stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Store.freetalklive.com will get you there. We've got Free Talk Live merchandise like Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies. And we've got the DVD Classic Archive Collector's sets. We've got the lighter bottle opener combo. I'm just going from memory. There's far more than that. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. Again, it is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about everything from sex to guns, and now let's talk about immigrants. You thought I was going to say rock and roll. Anyway, Kevin emails in. He says, you need to spend a few years in the affected states to get a clue. I know generations of those immigrants that don't speak English, and they don't want to. You're completely in the minority. You are an idealist. These Mexicans have not and will not speak English. They run the streets in Texas waving the Mexican flag. They hate Americans. They truly, really do. You're very naive if you think otherwise. You must be living in a part of the country that's not being overrun by illegal Mexicans. So he says that he knows whole generations of... this guy knows a lot of people to know generations of Mexicans. Quite a claim.
It's the statistics don't bear it out at all. If you're talking about the third generation of any immigrant, legal or illegal, you're talking about...
from whatever country.
Right. You're talking about people that have largely forgotten their native tongue.
Yep. He says, our largest export to Mexico is money, untaxed money. You just don't get it because you don't see it. They come here, work, and what they don't spend here on food and other necessities, they send it to Mexico. So? So what? You earn your money, and I don't want to tell you what to do with it. Well, you can go and spend it on, you know, hookers if you want to. Whatever you want to do with it. You can take it to Germany if you want. You can take it to Japan and spend it all.
If you drive a BMW, that's just what you did, as a matter of fact.
Hmm.
You sent it to Germany.
Or if you
went to Walmart and you buy some of that plastic crap that they have there, Well, you're sending it to China.
What if you buy a brand new spiffy device made in Japan?
Oh my!
Some new Sony PlayStation.
The fact that they the fact that they do so with their money does not bother me in the very least. If they want to send some money that they earned here in America to support their family there, that's fine with me. As a matter of fact, my mother has one of these kids in South America that she supports. Orphan kind of situation.
Pennies per day.
Is there anything wrong with that? That she sends money to feed some kid in South America? Is she just like these people?
According to this guy, anybody that sends money out of the country is a bad man.
Yeah.
Or, well, maybe he only means, maybe he only just hates it when the Mexicans do it. Maybe he thinks it's okay to send money to other countries.
If you're an American, you're allowed to send your money. But if you're an illegal immigrant, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, I don't want to put words into his mouth. I'll just continue his email. He says, CNN and Fox aren't going to tell you this. They're too busy with Paris Hilton and other fluff stories. I was run over by a carload of illegal Mexicans in 1985. When I came to, 2 days later in the hospital with two broken legs and multiple contusions and a concussion and separated shoulder, I was informed the Mexicans had been turned over to immigration and had probably been deported. I was stuck paying the medical bills, $85,000 of which only $49,000 was paid for by my insurance. But the best part was that I was rewarded with increased insurance rates.
Look, that's a problem with, and I'm sorry that happened to you.
Sure.
I
could have been anybody in the other car.
Right, it absolutely could have been. The fact that they got deported doesn't mean anything. The person who hit you could have had no insurance. You know, all kinds of situations arise.
Yeah.
That's why we have insurance, and it sounds like there was a problem with your insurance company if they wouldn't cover all of this. I mean, if you had an insured driver, shouldn't they have covered those things?
You would think. Maybe you just didn't have enough coverage.
I don't know. I mean, it's a sad scenario. But the fact that we make immigrants illegal, you know, we don't just let anybody come across the border that wants to be free.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we do that makes it so that they'll run from the scene of an accident. More likely that they'll run from a scene of an accident. So
that's a great observation. People are going to come here and they're going to get into car accidents, whether they come from Africa or Asia or South America. That's just going to happen. To blame all immigrants because a few of them got into a car wreck with you is absolutely absurd. He says you're full of crap when you talk about them being taken to jail when they get pulled over without insurance or documents. They let them go. Where do you get your information?
It happens different in different places.
If they are drunk, they'll take them to jail and keep their car, but they never come back for court and always give false names and addresses. Tell the three Dallas-Fort Worth cops and their families that have been gunned down by illegal Mexicans in the last year that it's okay. The illegal Mexicans didn't mean to kill them. You know, it's just amazing to me that these anti-immigrant zealots, like this guy writing the email, they just love to paint all Mexicans with the same brush.
Right. You know, we've had people call this show and claim all kinds of things about Mexicans, illegal Mexicans, and all that kind of thing is, you know, that they eat dogs, that they're leprositic, they're bringing viruses over that
apparently they're killing everyone.
Handle. Yeah.
Apparently they're killing cops in Dallas.
Yep, they're murderers, every one of them.
No, that would just be the individual people that decided to kill those cops for whatever reason.
Right, so why don't we deport our criminals?
You mean everybody else?
Not
a Mexican?
Right. Well, why don't we take our criminals? If this is, in fact, a problem, that we're letting some of the Mexicans that are coming across the border hurt people or commit crimes, why don't we take our criminals and kick them out of the country? Isn't that essentially what they're asking for?
We'd save a lot of money, I think, on the jails if we did that. Anyway, he says
we wouldn't be able to keep them out.
So he makes it sound like illegal immigrants, so-called, are more likely to be violent, which that's not necessarily true. You're only reading stories. It's confirmation bias. You're finding stories about illegal immigrants doing things that are wrong, hurting people or whatever, and then you're ascribing that to your worldview that all illegal immigrants are bad. And that's just not the case. Most of them come here to make a better life for themselves, and they work very, very hard and awful jobs that you don't
want. Just like your ancestors did.
He says our county hospitals in Texas are so overcrowded with illegal Mexicans having their anchor babies in the emergency rooms that our real emergency needs, such as car wreck victims, cannot get the medical attention they need. The illegal Mexicans are not paying for any of their health care. Well, you should look to the government to blame that one, to place the blame there, because your precious government is the one that created the laws that force hospitals to treat everybody that walks through their doors. So in the absence of those laws, then it would be up to the individual hospital. Now, I would think most hospitals would treat anybody that walked through their doors anyway, and I wouldn't want to patronize a hospital that didn't care about the indigent and that sort of thing. But I think that hospitals can handle that, making those decisions on their own. He says, did I mention I can't go to those hospitals because I speak English and I look like I might have money in my pocket? That seems a bit exaggerated.
Yeah, why
sir.
Can't you go to those hospitals because you have money in your pocket and you speak English?
He says, I suggest you come to South Texas and see what the illegal Mexicans are doing here. And yes, Trish was right. We have two Border Patrol agents that were just sentenced to, I think it was 20 years. Of course, you will not hear or see that on CNN and Fox, but I bet you could find it doing a Google search. They were out near El Paso and caught some Mexican drug and people smugglers and turned it into an all-out battle. One wounded Mexican got away and escaped back to Mexico, only to come back a week or so later and file a complaint. Now two agents are in jail. Wait a minute. You telling me that somebody who was involved in a firefight with the cops came back later on and went into the government to file a complaint? That's the most absurd story I've ever heard.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Google up the Laredo, Texas newspaper, he says, for briefings on the shootouts that happened there on a regular basis. The last, well, maybe that has something to do with the war on drugs. You think? You think the war on drugs, making products and services illegal, might actually inspire violent gangs to come here and maybe shoot out with the cops? He says, the last police chief in Nuevo Laredo was gunned down by the drug lords in the street after only being on the job for an hour and a half.
It sounds like the OK Corral.
He says, when I was, well, now that's a true story. I remember talking about that on the show a while back. But again, that's only because drugs are illegal. If drugs were legal, then regular American businessmen would be able to manufacture them in labs and controlled growing conditions and sell them in stores. And the gangs would be out of business. He says, when I was a kid, I mowed lawns in my neighborhood. Today's kids can't do that now because they can't compete with a truckload of illegal Mexicans. I know this firsthand. When I got older, I had summer jobs as a bricklayer's helper, and I can't do that anymore either. Ironically, I worked at a Taco Bell when I was a kid also. Today, I won't go through a drive-thru because the people that work there don't speak or understand English. Right. So, wait a minute. You're saying it's a bad thing that I can pay less to a group of Mexicans and have my yard done in a better way? Because I've hired kids to do my lawn before, and you know, they kind of suck. You know, they don't do that great of a job.
Right, and you know, they don't have any work ethic.
Right.
Because their parents have been taking care of them.
So it's bad that I'm paying maybe the same amount or less and getting a better job done on my lawn? That's something that's wrong with that? He says, I'm presently in Brazil, and let me tell you, every nickel I earn and every penny I spend in this country has to be strictly accounted for and declared. Everywhere I go, I have to show my passport and my current visa, which is only good for 90 days. He sounds like he's salivating over that. I'm sorry, that's not something I want to, a situation I want to live in. I don't want to have to show a passport everywhere I go, and I don't want to have my pennies strictly accounted for. Thanks, but no thanks. Enjoy your time in Brazil. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.